That leads to the seems like age-old question, but I guess it really hadn't been around that long. At least it hadn't been this interesting for that long, of targeted therapy versus immunotherapy first line in the BRAF positive patient. And I'm kind of curious where you stand today on that, both in the patient who you don't need a quick response in, as well as the patient where you really want to see them respond.
Right. It's the first category that's the real nail biter right now. I say nail biter because you're right, you don't need a response in the moment, but it's just that the data would tell you you've got two good options. And I would tell you that we're still trying to unpack the molecular features of those who derive long-term benefit from immune therapy versus targeted therapy. And there's some hope there, but nothing definitive, that we may be able to subset. In other words, we may be able to define in the BRAF mutant population, those tumors that have low mutation burden, who basically are the ones who are disproportionately in the running for long-term benefit from targeted therapy, and those patients, again, still BRAF mutant, who have high mutation burden, who are the ones who are driving the long-term benefit from immunotherapy. So we've got to continue to develop that data. It's not going to require big randomized trials necessarily, but just big cohort analyses where we kind of go deeper than just BRAF itself to understand, you know, who are the patients who get long-term benefit from either.